people said amen. Wow, what a wonderful treat to have the choir to sing for us today. The choir to share in the cross, in the cross, in the cross. Oh, such a beautiful song. For just a moment, I want to share with you the scripture out of my Bible. And if anybody's got my Bible, I'd appreciate you letting me know it over there. Oh, there it is. I thought. Thank you. I didn't do those things when I was in my 50s. Yeah, I wanted to get that in before y'all did. I know you're saying it. I know you were thinking it anyway. I'm going to read for you one scripture today. In the cross, in the cross, in the cross. The power of the gospel is in the cross. You can go to any church you want to go to. You can visit. I don't care what they got denomination written across that sign out there, what the name, I don't care. But trust me, friend, how do they deal with the blood of Jesus Christ, who died upon a cross for the remission of your sin and mine? The key to the power of Christianity is found in the cross. Where do we learn about the cross? We learn about it from God's Word, about what is said in this book that I have now found that is open in front of me. In the Old Testament, and I'll just read you a single scripture, it's found in Psalm 119. This is the longest song written in all the Psalms. It has 176 verses. You'll appreciate I'm not reading them all. I am simply going to read to you Verse 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Heavenly Father, add a special blessing unto the reading of your word today. Open our minds and hearts. So, God, we can just focus on what you've done for us. Open minds, open hearts. Allow us to be tender and receive that special truth for each one of us. We ask this in Jesus' precious name, all God's people. Amen, amen, amen. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Having the choir sing today is special, special to me. I love in church to hear choir sing. Vicki, you've trained them well. And such a dynamic to have, especially those old hymns of the church, those old hymns of the church that just simply touch my heart as you can sing that chorus over and over, in the cross. Oh, what a wonderful pairing with communion this morning. I'm a little, not tired, but I stayed up too late. There are very few things that I enjoy watching. I don't watch that many television shows because schedule, I always miss them. So if you don't know what the characters are, I just miss out, you know, and so I just never kind of got out of that habit doing like it. But I'll tell you folks, what I love to watch are the Olympics. I just turn them on. I love them. I tell you, and it is terrible because I go, oh, I'm just going to watch a little bit. And then they're going from here and then, and off and tip and go, you know, and I just love to see all the athletes from around the world. And I thank God that so far things have been safe. all the concerns, all the talk, all the that beforehand. And now the focus is on the competition. The focus are on the athletes. And I am so impressed about what dedication that these athletes have being able to train 4 years for just an opportunity to sometimes compete for just a matter of seconds. And a lot of times those winners, it comes down to the hundredth of a second. Such respect for them. And I just simply, I hate to tell you, I'm glued to it. You know, that's just the way it is with me. I love watching all the sports and sports I haven't seen. Great kudos to a West Springfield High School graduate, 19 years old, that won the first gold medal for the United States yesterday. Right? Amen. And, you know, I don't know about you, but I kind of get prepared for the Olympics. I know they're going to be on. I know, and I kind of, oh, you know, and I know, and I'm sitting, I'm getting everything ready. I'm just sitting there ready, and I am just in awe of what I'm going to see and be inspired by the dedication. It begins with training. And there's no way that you can compete on that level. And you just see in the athletes, you see that the bodies are just, they're unbelievable about how they have dedicated so much of their life to try to win a prize, a goal. And then you hear the interviews. And I was listening to the girl that won the silver and from California. She was talking about how excited she was simply to be able to compete with the best in the world. So impressed. Then I go to my scripture. If you're going to live this life called Christianity, if you're going to be accountable to God, if you're going to thank Him in remembrance of what He did for you by sending His Son to die upon a cross, I believe it comes with responsibilities. It comes when I believe that so much of our life we are basically in training. And where does that training begin? Where does it come from? It comes from God's Word. The older you get, the more I enjoy what I read in God's Word. Do I understand it all? No, I don't understand it all. There are questions I have? Yes, there are questions I have. But I have learned that this training guide for life to be lived upon this earth, it is infallible because it is the Word of God. You have things in your life that they come up and you don't understand. I tell you, I got so tickled this morning. Dumbly I prayed. And I chuckled coming up the road because, wow, is that not so truthful? I don't know how things are going to turn out. I know there are things in my life that, boy, I wish, God, would you please, when it is His will that will be done. Remember that little phrase? His will be done. Everybody's sending me. A little 6-year-old and having a conversation with her grandmother about her parents who had told her that there would be a new addition to the family. And she wanted to know, is it going to be a girl? Because she wanted a little sister to play with. And the grandmother, so wisely, said, well, We won't know until the baby is born. And she said, well, we'll kind of explain a little more. She says, sort of like we have to accept what we get. And all of a sudden, the little six-year-old, the light went off, and you could tell just, she says, oh, Granny, it's sort of like a gumball machine. You put the quarter in, but you don't know what color you're going to get. What truths we learn from the youngest. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Choir sings a song called Order My Steps. And I love that because in this scripture it says, your word is a lamp to my feet. God is concerned about your every step today, about what you are going through. You may have a Fitbit to count. You may have a New York City temperature watch that will tell you, when to stand and when to sit and all those things. You may even, and I tell you, this is something I never thought I would have. And last week, sitting at a dinner table afterwards, I found out one thing. This scripture of your word is a lamp to my feet. It does a better job of orchestrating my steps than even Pokemon Go does. I got Pokemon Go. I have absolutely no idea what Pokemon Go does. I haven't even opened it up yet, but I got it. I'm going to find out about it, but I'm here to tell you God's word and his care for you is more important than any app that you're going to open. First of all, he cares about my steps today to keep me safe. So many of us have that testimony of God, thank you for protection today. Thank you for protection for my family. And then it says, a light to my path. Now, if you've ever been down a darkened path, you need that light, don't you? There are wonderful illustrations. There are things you will have ministers. You can learn on television. You can do all those things. They'll break in the Greek. They will do all kind of things to explain this. Sadly to me, the only thing that comes to my mind and the most vivid image that I can think of is up in the mountains where I've been fortunate enough to spend a bit of the time. And some of the houses that I would visit when I was young, I know it's going to be hard to believe, but they were not built with indoor plumbing. We'll just put it like that. And there was a little building outside that is very important. And if you hit outside after dark, you better have a flashlight with you. And trust me, you know, the batteries in the clock could go dead. The batteries in pretty much any other appliance around the house could go dead. But trust me, the batteries in that flashlight that was next to the door that you lose to light your path as you went outside, those batteries were always nice and fresh and cared for. Because they have a purpose to light your path. Your word is a lamp to my feet. God is concerned about my every step today, what is going on in my life. And a light to my path, God is concerned about where I am going. There's a lot of question about that. There's a lot of question. But trust me, God is concerned. He has ordered your steps. He knows what is best for you. And if you simply open and reach out to Him through His Word, through prayer, He will order your path to be well lit, to send you down the direction of exactly where you should be. I got a lot of Bibles in my office. I got Bibles. Trust me, I got Bibles. I'm so very fortunate. I've collected Bibles and I've collected old hymn books. I have things that are simply precious to me, and people have given me Bibles. I have a small Bible that my brother was given when he went to basic training in the Navy. I love it because it means something to me. But I'm here to tell you, I may have access to stacks and stacks and stacks of Bibles, but if I don't open them, if I don't open and look in and take that which God is ready to reveal to me and place it within my life, it is for naught. I enjoyed reading because the words I read now are, I don't go on those marathon reading and, oh, I tell you, I read so many chapters. No, a lot of times I read one thing, but God, through His richness, reveals to me truth. I find truth in a better understanding. When I look around and I see all the turmoil and I see individuals struggling, the more I read God's Word, the more I realize, there but for the grace of God go I. God's been good to us here. He has blessed us. He has blessed us. He has blessed us. It began with a heritage through Ed and Evelyn Campbell, and loved them to death. We've been so blessed in the recent years for wonderful musicians to walk into the door to share. But if all it is you listen to the notes, you're not quite getting it. You got to listen to the message in the song that's being sung. You got to be able to take that communion. Sing songs about the cross. And it has to touch your soul because of what He did for us. It's warm. It's beautiful. First Sunday in August. It's outside. You will have wonderful things to do this month. You will have travels. You'll have places to go. You'll have people to see. I hope that you enjoy so much this upcoming month. And I also hope that you take time to thank the One who makes it all possible. Your Word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Heavenly Father, we've gathered in Your house, and Heavenly Father, we felt such a warm spirit here today. God, from the time we opened the doors, time we walked in, time we were just greeted with handshake smiles, God, we have felt Your presence through others. God, once again, lift up each one of those prayer requests that we mentioned, and thank You so much for the praises and bringing folks that have been gone a bit back to us. Challenge us now, God, to take Your Word, place it within our hearts, make it a useful tool that we use in our daily living. Because God, we need to know that You've light the way for our feet and our path. Heavenly Father, we thank You for the communion that was served. We believe that there is healing in communion. We believe that by Your stripes we are healed. So Heavenly Father, we just thank You for allowing us to be here to worship You today. Give us safe traveling mercies as we leave this building, and be Your will. Bring us back again to celebrate You.